chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio.
I made a simple statement. If I have to choose between having my dog and you living here and taking my dog away, the choice isn't hard. You can leave and go home. And the fact of the matter is, the world went crazy. And what's fascinating is all the Democrats that have attacked me, not a single one has said you have the right to own a dog. They are all coming down on you can lead your dog to slaughter if that's what we have to do to make Muslim immigrants happy in the United States.
Now, I know we have not covered this, so you might be wondering what in the world even who is that? That's Randy Fine, former, state representative in Florida. He is now the congressman in Florida. And the short version of the history here is that this woman, Nardine Kiswani, posted how dogs definitely have a place in society, just not as indoor pets. She is a Muslim. This is in New York. Like we've said all along, they are unclean. Various versions of this, even to the point of, maybe we need to slaughter all the dogs. I don't think that she said that, but that's kind of how this has been interpreted, in order to make New York safe for the Muslims who it offends having dogs around. Dogs in Islam are not preferred. They're viewed as impure and dirty. You're not supposed to keep them in the house, but they are not haram. They are not forbidden. In any case, as a response to that, Randy Fine puts on X, well, if they force us to choose, the choice between dogs and Muslims is not a difficult one. And then Gavin Newsom, resign now, you racist slob, and others. Hakeem Jeffries, I believe, is actually calling for a censure against him. His response to Leader Jeffries was to picture him with a sombrero on. That's a callback to other things you would know only if you follow Twitter a lot. In any case, lots of people are upset about Randy Fine, and Randy Fine is basically saying, look, I'd rather we're able to keep dogs. We shouldn't be catering to Islamists by getting rid of them and so forth. All right, so all that's your backdrop. Happy Wednesday morning. Congressman Petronas, Jimmy Petronas, is our congressman of Northwest Florida District 1. Jimmy, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, Bruce. Hakeem Jeffries, his crew wants you out of the house.
Yeah. So apparently the Democrats want Randy Fine out. And you've had a conversation with him. Any insight, any perspective, any response?
No, his phone's been blowing up over the last 24 hours over this unbelievable ridiculousness of where they have taken a position against dogs. I tell you, so I'm standing with Randy. I'm not going to vote to censure him. I think these guys are just being, this is the type of ridiculousness that we have in Washington, D.C., and stunts like this will ultimately end up in an email fundraising post by Hakeem Jeffries and Gavin Newsom in order to try to raise money. That's the seriousness of these jacklegs in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, I think Randy sometimes, the way he says things with some of the things he does, I do not agree with, and I wouldn't have said this myself, but also, is this the end of the world?
You might. I think you love dogs.
I did have to think to myself, if somebody said your dog or, and I'm like, I don't know. I'd kind of like to not have to make either choice. All right, let's move on to substantial things. I just knew that was, hot in D.C. right now, so I figured we'd bring it up.
Sure.
The DHS shutdown. First of all, I don't really understand why all the other entities have been brought into this. I totally understand why. I mean, I don't agree with, but I totally understand why the Democrats are upset about particularly CBP. But why not pass a bill that funds everything, Coast Guard, for goodness sakes, instead of just the CBP isolated as itself? Is that not even possible?
So right now, the House, we have done our job. We have passed a bill funding these agencies, okay? And ICE is already funded. It got funded through the one big bill. The one particular component of the entire argument that the Democrats are making is because of the rally cry of what their base wants to have disagreement with regarding ICE. And they want masks on law enforcement, and they ask masks removed off law enforcement, and they want the search warrant or the arresting warrant process changed. To me, I think definitely masks is a non-starter. The agitators that are out there, the ones that are causing you know, pushback. They're all wearing masks. They're using things that we don't know that ultimately could end up harming our law enforcement, the doxing that's taking place, you know. But I think, you know, the president and Tom Homan, and I like to remind people, Andrew, this is the same Tom Homan that under the Obama administration got the Presidential Medal of Freedom, okay? So, I mean, so the president, as some folks may want to say, Tom Homan is polarizing. Tom Homan is just a public servant doing his job. I mean, and even the previous president of the United States recognizes that. So, anyway, frustrating of where they're just politicizing this. The president has totally, you know, de-escalated the situation, and now it just becomes a position of them wanting to try to raise money for the midterms.
Yeah, you know, yesterday I actually...
It has nothing to do about policy. Nothing. Nothing to do about policy.
You know, I listened to the entire congressional hearing from last week, or maybe it was a week before. I don't know. The one with all the heads of ICE and CBP. By the way, ICE instead of CBP. Thank you for clarifying. I had said the wrong thing. And I learned a lot in that, particularly about Tom Homan and about how things have changed now that he's taken over. And so it is very, very interesting. The one thing that's come up about the masks that I thought was an interesting idea was, because I don't like the masks on law enforcement, but I understand the other side as well, the concern.
Sure.
Something like the HALO law that requires you to be 20 feet away or 25 feet away from a law enforcement involved in an act, you know, that's true in Florida. Why not make that a federal thing? That might also help. And I understand it's more complicated where the local law enforcement's not doing their job of helping, you know, keep the peace kind of thing. So more complicated
exactly.
than that.
Exactly.
You had a couple of visitors in the last week. One I know was Ryan Jenkins. He is regularly on our station, a good friend.
Yep.
And we love the work that he does and who he represents, trying to, you know, preserve farmland, do something to help the farmers. Man, the farmers have been getting killed by the tariffs and other things, but also just preserving farmland for the future. You're working on this, considering ideas. What are you going to do?
Yeah, so we had a great visit last week. He and some of the folks from Farm Bureau just trying to think outside of the box of some ways to make sure we keep the economy in Northwest Florida diversified, that there's a future for farming in Northwest Florida. I think we kind of came up with some back of the napkin type ideas. So y'all just sit tight. We've got some pretty cool things we're trying to work on. But just a delightful visit. And I can't stress enough to everybody that's listening, you know, if you have an opportunity with work or family or whatnot to come to DC, you need to let us know that you're coming up and let us show you, you know, what your city is all about. We're very proud of the work that we do. But more importantly, we are very incredibly honored to be able to represent y'all. And we'd love to, like I said, let you know that D.C. is a safe place to come and visit and an amazing place to bring your family. So,
you know, on the issue of farmland protection, I actually think this is a very easy sell for the president if he doesn't already grasp it. He's a real estate guy. He gets the value of land. He would understand that, you know, it's more profitable to sell the land to be developed than it is to farm it. He would also understand the importance of supply chain and, you know, national defense, having a food source that we can count on in times of turmoil. So I would think that if you can find something that works, the president would be on board because it fits all the check boxes that he would normally care about. So, you know, I don't think you got to sell him much on it. Johnson Beach, we talked about this last week. Any progress on getting a daily rate there? Talk to the interior, anything?
So we started a dialogue again. What I was telling Commissioner Kohler, I was just, you know, again, a lot of this stuff, you don't, if I'm not a frequent user of Johnson Beach, you don't realize some of the things that are being challenged there or how the spike of traffic is. But I'm also a big believer, my God, if this is public land, why are we charging people? Why can't we make it easier? So, you know, got my full sympathy of trying to work on a solution of where we're going to change the way business is being done. I know there's probably those out there that feel like, gosh, we got to slow down the traffic, so let's just charge a bigger weekly fee as a deterrence for extra foot traffic. And I'm sure they have historical numbers that reflect the importance of this. But you know what? At the end of the day, this isn't for one person to dictate yes or no. You're not going to be on, quote, my beach. This is the public's beach. So, you know, stay tuned. We're going to continue to to roll our sleeves up and try to help them out.
That's great. I love Fort Pickens. I love Johnson Beach, but we only ever go on the free days because it's so expensive to go for even a single, it's just not worth the money when you can go to elsewhere. You guys are also, I think Colton Wright was there working with the Northwest Florida Defense Coalition, helping, work on military stuff. It seemed like the Whiting, the NAS Whiting Field land deal for their one field next to the industrial complex, right, in exchange for entering into this agreement where they can provide services and not have to go through the Defense Department procurement. That seems like a sweet deal for everybody. Is that something you think can actually happen?
We've got to continue thinking outside of the box for all those overdue needed infrastructure issues on all these installations. I'm sorry, the Pentagon just does not move the way the private sector does, or even local government does. So we've got to be leaning forward to try to be more innovative in order to get this infrastructure rebuilt, moved, flipped, you name it, where it makes sense. And I love the idea. Again, stay tuned as I just learned really about this opportunity, and we're working on it.
Yeah, these intergovernmental services agreements, I just think they're a genius solution to the problem of you just sure, can't turn the Pentagon anywhere near like you can turn the local government in terms of getting things done. And I love the idea. Any news on the possibility of the Coast Guard's training facility coming to NAS Pensacola? I assume that's still it's a Pentagon, and, time is in years and not days, right?
Yeah, I mean, so, again, working on it, the challenge is can we compete with a timeline of where there is another competing destination campus that already has more infrastructure in the ground. So that's the biggest. With a lot of times these opportunities are won and lost by who has more already built infrastructure and does not have to compete with starting with a clear site versus almost a fully purposed site that could be utilized. So again, I don't know enough about the competition of what we're competing with, but we're definitely trying to wrap our arms around it, because I think it's just amazing that we get this incredible piece of real estate right there on the bay that we could turn into a campus.
Yeah, and I think Colton mentioned
the other challenge is the campus the Coast Guard wants is they wanted a temporary campus. It's just for a few years in order to do the necessary changes, I guess, up in New Jersey. So I do feel like there's a business decision also at hand too. So.
Oh, okay. See, I did not realize it was only going to be a temporary thing, but that does change the nature of it. I just thought it was hilarious as Colton was telling me that there's a landlocked facility that's trying to get. I'm like, for the Coast Guard training? Okay. That's weird.
It's actually a beautiful campus. So, I mean, that's the challenge you've got. I mean, they already got classrooms, they got dorms, they got, meal halls, all that stuff already in place. And again, I don't know if they're actively, or it's just been suggested as this could be a potential site, because hell, this campus just closed in 2024.
Oh, okay.
So it's not like it's a dilapidated.
It's not dilapidated.
So,
yeah. Okay.
It's interesting. You are so much more intriguing on a Wednesday versus a Monday. Evidently, you must have got some good sleep last night. Monday.
Actually, low sleep. I don't know. I can't really explain it. That's funny.
I got to lead you along, and it seems like today you're leading along. So whatever you do, I think you should keep it up.
Do more of it on a Monday. Okay. All right. Fair enough. Jimmy Petronas, he is our congressman for Northwest Florida District 1, running all around the district yesterday, being busy, which I appreciate that. Saw you on Channel 3 last night as well. Jimmy, thank you so much for the time. We'll talk to you again next week.
See you guys. Have a great week.
All right.
Go get your ashes.
Yes, that's for sure. If you're Catholic or Methodist or Lutheran or Episcopalian, if you participate in that.